Vayter and Shasrin of Tzadi Aleph, picking it up on Tzadi Aleph, 4 lines, 1, 2, 3, or 5 lines down, next part of the Mishnah, Bas Kohen Min HaTeruma. So we said that if she was a Bas Kohen, and now she goes ahead and she marries this person, now it's 1 1/8, she's now going to be Pusel from Truma. It's like the Gemara, Afila B'Truma D'Rabbanon, what this is coming to tell you is even D'Rabbanon. Rashi says, D'Ila B'Truma D'Raisa, Lo'utzech L'Mistei, they came with the Kansua, a Meiser, Kolshken HaTeruma. What's the Meiser? Of course, they're going to Truma as well. Next part of the Mishnah says, V'ein Yarshiv Shalzev, Yarshiv Shalzev, Yarshin Ksuba. 9 or 1 of them are going to get the Ksuba. Ksuba, Maya Vidita. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Why are you mentioning Ksuba here? Rashi says, Hatanan Barisha, in the Ksuba. She has no Ksuba, so of course. Gemara says, Amar Papa, Ksuba's Banin Dichrin. This is a special takan of the Chachamim put into play because when a man would give over his daughter to be in marriage, but it was very common to give a dowry, an adunya. But what happened was they were giving very little. They weren't giving so much. And the reason they weren't giving so much is because they were worried, what's going to happen? Let's say this guy's a daughter, and then he marries off his daughter to some guy, to Reuven. So now what happens? Then let's say the daughter ends up dying before Reuven, and all that money that went in there now goes to Reuven. And then when Reuven dies, it gets split amongst his children from this guy's daughter, as well if he had any other wives and their children also. So the property gets split up amongst other people, and he doesn't want it leaving his own mishpacha. So what do? They say that whatever happens, even if the wife dies first, then when the husband dies, that stuff is going to go to the, all this stuff that's thrown into the marriage from the nedunya, from the thing, is going to go to the children of the original son. So that's what it means over here, ksuva bin dichrin. It's a Gemara, Pshita. Obviously, what are you talking about? Why would they have any of that? If there's no ksuba, there's no ksuba ban dichrin either. It's a Gemara, no ma'ad. The tema, you would have thought, l'dida, da avdi yisura, kansur abanan. She didn't answer there's a kanas, but l'zara, lo kansur abanan, according to the zara, there was no kanas, and therefore, they would be getting this answer. As Kamash Lan, come tell you, no, once the ksuba is gone, everything that comes along with the ksuba as well. Let's say they die and they have no kids. Then the brother, each one of the brothers does chalitz v'na yibam. Now, remember what the case is. Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven goes on a trip. Then they come and one aide comes and says, you should know your husband died. She then goes and marries Daniel. Then what happens? The first one shows up. In that case, now what we say is that Alchav Shazev, Alchav Shazev, Choltzim Liyab, and let's say both of them end up dying, each one have to do Chalitza. Alchav Shavishan Choltz Midaraisa. First, let's do Chalitza Midaraisa, because that was the original husband. Velomi Yabim Midarabadan. But they don't do even because of Darabadan. Rat says Darabadan Kansua, there's a Kanats because she married a second person. Alchav Shazev, Choltz Midarabadan. The second one does Chalitza Midarabadan. Velomi Yabim, Lomi Daraisa, and Darabadan. You can't do Yibim either on a Daraisa level or on a Darabadan level. Rat says, why? Because Midaraisa, Lo Ramya, we saw the same principle that came up earlier, that why do you need to get from the second one? Because people are going to think that maybe the original one ended up divorcing her, and she got remarried, and then you see her just walking away. So if you give a get, here to you also, so you have to do chalitza, even though we're the right, so you don't have to do anything over here. All right, next part of the Mishnah. We said that we see three Tanaim that actually argue with the original with the Tana Kama, and they're a little more makel when it comes to the different ideas within the ksuba of this woman. Rabbi Yossi Omek Ksubasa al Nichse Baila. The Taka, she does get the ksuba from Nichse Baila. That is Rabbi Yossi. That was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lazar had said that the first husband, he gets Maisia Deha, and Mitzia, whatever she finds, and he's allowed to go ahead and be made for her Nidarim. And Rav Shimon says that Yibam or Chalitza with her by the brother of the first husband is going to pater the Tzara from Yibam and Chalitza. And the kid that comes to the first husband is not considered a Mamzer. Meow. We're about to see a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. And Rav Huna is going to say that these three opinions that we just brought are coming from the Chiddush, the least amount of Chiddush to the most amount of Chiddush. Rav Yochanan says no, that it's the most Chiddush going down to the least Chiddush. So let's start with Rav Huna, who says that it's going from smallest to greatest Chiddush. I'm Rav Huna. Basrai modula kamai. The later Tana agrees with the earlier Tana. Kamai lo midler asai, but the earlier Tanas do not agree with the later Tana. meaning it's getting successively more chiddushdik. They all agree, the later ones agree with the first ones, but kamay lo madu lebasari, but the former ones, the earlier ones, they don't agree with the later ones. Simply as we said, that Rav Yossi says that you get a ksuba, Rav Lazar says you get a ksuba, he agrees with that, and says that also gets the whatever she finds and whatever she gains, and she also gets, you can do a teres nedarim. And Rav Shimon agrees with both of those things, as well as saying yibum, and doesn't let the, and the kid afterwards doesn't become a mamzer from the first one. Rabbi Shimon Modile the Rabbi Lazar, Dema, now we, like we spell it out. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Lazar, Dema Bia de Iker Isura Lokanis, Vikol Shekin Mitzias Maseyadeh de Mamonahu. He even allows her to be a Bia, to be able to do Yibam, which is the real Isra over here. So Vikol Shekin Mitzias Maseyadeh, the Mamonahu, that's just considered Mamon. Rabbi Lazar Modile Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lazar number two, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon. And Lomo deliver Rabbi Shimon. He's not asking Rabbi Shimon. Mitziyasa Maseyadeh, the Mamonu who lo kanes, is no kanes there. Avabidi, su ukanes. Vitavayimo deliver Rabbi Yossi. Both of them agree when it comes to the world of Rabbi Yossi that he had said that he gets the rights of the ksuba. Hani diyasva tuse lo kanes. Vakolshkin ksuba delamishka lumepukai. If they're saying there's no kenas on these type of rights that they get, so then which we know is only when they're married, then kol shekein ksuba d'lemishka l'mepukai, and clearly and for sure they go the ksuba, which they're allowed to get if the marriage ends. There's going to be no kenas when it comes to ksuba. Reb Yossi lo modulu, he doesn't agree to either of them. Reb Yossi says the ksuba d'lemishka l'mepukai lo kanis. He says that only by the ksuba, which is something which happens when they get out of the marriage, that wasn't the kanasa. Valhani diyosfa tusei kanas, but the other ones, which is only if she's married to him, there was a kanas. So only when getting out of the marriage does she get it, but while still in the marriage, she loses those things over there. Rav Yochanan Amar, the opposite, he goes from not a bottom up, it goes one, then two, then three, but he says it goes, the order is one, two, and three, but it's more machir. The first one's the most machir, and it gets less on each one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kamoy Modul Basari. He says that the first one agrees with the last one, Basari Lo Modul Kamoy, but the last one does not agree with the first one. Rabbi Yossi Modul Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yossi's Machted Rabbi Lazar because he says as following: Suba de Midide Le Dida Lo Kanis. Even the ksuba, remember, he's the most open about all these things. He says that there's a biggest, in other words, you're saying he's the biggest kiddush, that the ksuba, which goes from him, from the husband, gives to the wife, there was no kenas when it came to such a circumstance. For culture came mitziyasa umaisiyadeh, the midida lididei. And certainly then, the stuff that goes from her to him, there's no kenas. It was a husband didn't do anything wrong over here. It was the wife that did something over here by marrying this person with one aid. So therefore, we find that she's not losing out by he still gives her the ksuba, then clearly the husband's gonna be gaining from her. Rabbi Lazar lo madile. Rabbi Lazar is not masking with the Yossi. He says, "Mitziyasa maaseyadeh hu demidida lididei lo kanis." Only the stuff that's going from her to him that there's no kanas. Aval ksuba demididei lidida kanis. He says there is a kanas over there. V'tavayu modile Rabbi Shimon, and both of them agree when it comes to Rabbi Shimon, who's the most meikel. Umahani demichayim lo kansi bia de la acher misa lo kol shekein. If they both say that it comes, they say that these ideas of getting Maaseyadeh and Mitziyasa and being able to be made for her Nedarim, the Mechayim Lokansi, they were no Kenas in them when it comes to the, during, while the husband's alive, then Bia de la Achamisa Lo Kol Shekein, then certainly they're going to be maskim to the Bia with the Yavam, which comes after he dies, that there's going to be no Kenas. Even when he's alive, no Kenas, certainly after he dies, there's no Kenas. For Rabbi Shimon Lomo de lo, he does not agree. Bia hu de la achamisa lo kanis. It's only, he says, only Bia with the Yavam, which comes after the guy dies, there's no kanas. Avalhani de mechayim kanis. But when the guy's still alive, there is a kanas. Okay, so we see that the two different ways how they understand this last part of the Mishnah. Either it's going successfully more chiddushdik or less chiddushdik. Now we have the last part from Rabbi Shimon that he went on to continue. And Rashi says, Nisei Shalob Rishus, so Rabbi Shimon Kamala, let's say she goes ahead and she now gets married without Rishus, meaning without the Rishus of Beis Din. What does that mean, not Rishus of Beis Din? Meaning you don't need Beis Din. It's not one aid that comes, but it's actually two aid that come. And now she gets remarried because of such a case. And then the guy comes back. She's allowed to go back to her original husband. Nisei Shalob Rishus Hulu. Amar Funa Marav. Ha, hachi chasa. That is the halacha. Amar Leib of Nachman, Ganva Gnuve Lamalach. What are you stealing here for yourself? Isvir lach Rav Shimon. If you want to say that you hold like Rav Shimon, says Rav Huna, same Rav Rav. That's halach. If you want to say hold like Rav Shimon, ema halach Rav Shimon. Say halach is like Rav Shimon. Dishmaitich Rav Shimon kaazla. Because you're saying what you said is going like Rav Shimon. The chitamen, if you're worried that what's going to happen is, I mean, halach Rav Shimon, that mashma feel kamaisa, you're going to think that's even when it comes to the idea of kamaisa, the first rule that he says, that what he had said at the end of those three statements that he said before, that even if it's by an eid echad, this is going to be mutter to the yavim after he dies, and that the kids from the first husband are not going to become mamzerim, says Rashi, kamaisa biyasa, chalitasa, benisis be'echad, that's what I'm talking about. Say, ema halach Rav Shimon achrona, just say straight up to achrona. The Gemara kasha, okay, you're right, maybe you should have said that. Now, whenever the Gemara says that this is the halacha, that means it sounds like somebody is actually arguing on him. And because that the Gemara now says, Amar Sheshes, Amin, Ki Noim B'Shachif Rav, Amar L'Hashmaitza. I believe the Rav said this when he was dozing off. Halacha Mechal Depli, because if this is halacha, that implies that somebody's arguing. Rashi says, Mechal Depli, Rabbanan Alei, Rav Shem, B'Sefer, B'Nisis Be'edim. That it was just made them that there's some sort of problem over here, when really we know that seemingly that's not the case. That what are we saying over here? That if he goes and marries without the Beis Din, meaning that there are two of them that come, she's let it go back to him. What the Chum arguing? But what should she have done differently? Here she's stuck. You know, she had no choice but to go with what? She has Edom over here, so why shouldn't you believe the Edom? And we go and explain a little more of Otanya. Furthermore, let's understand from the Bryce, we have a Bryce that says the following. Kol Rash Torah, anytime there's an Isser Erva, Rashi says, Kol Rash Armushain Erva, Ein Shvichos Get Mimenu, Im Nisei Slamishi Erva Alav. You don't have to need get, you don't have to get a get from somebody who you married as an erva. It's not really considered chal in the first place. So kol b'shav Torah ain't shuchos menu get. You don't have to get a get. Chutz me'eshes ish shenisei salpi bezin, except for an eshes ish that got married through bezin, meaning with one aid. Alpi bezin who the boy gita only through bezin. Then you need to get alpi aidim lo boy get the gita. You wouldn't need to get if it's through aidim, meaning to aidim over there. So now frekta gemara money. Who is this person going with? Elim Rabbi Shimon, if you want to say this person is working in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Is that true? Did Rabbi Shimon say that that's the case? That Alpi Bezdin Mi Boy Gita? If it's done through Bezdin, do you need to get? For a time, we learned in Abraisa, another one of Shimon Omer, Asu Bezdin Beho Rasan. If Bezdin did this, Asu Bezdin Beho Rasan, Bezdin with their Hora made it similar, Kizdon Ish Beisha. When they allow someone to marry through one aid, they make it in the case Rashi says, Ki'abba bizadon al eshes ish, v'nesa baila. Then it becomes a case of like a person who had a relationship, kizadon ish b'isha. Al pi eidem, and if it's done through eidem, then kishigigas ish b'isha, it's like a shogeg v'lona, so it's not going to be aser. Idividi lo baigit get, but both of these don't need a get. Elalav rather must be that this b'isha is going in the world of the Rabbanon. But if she'd be doing it through two Aiden, then she wouldn't need to get a get. So what do you see? That the Chamam are maskim to Rav Shimon, that a woman doesn't get a kenas in a case like this. And Rav seems to be saying that there's some sort of argument going on. What's going on here? I don't understand this. Must have been sleeping. As well, no. Liolam, we can say that this price is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon he. And if this is Rav Shimon, then it's the Rabbanan or Taka going to argue and say that even if there's two Aiden, and they're still not allowed to get, she's not allowed to be married to her original husband. The old Rabbi Shimon, Vitar Tachi. And then how do you explain the second price? Explain it like this. Rav Shimon Omer, Asu Bezin Barasa, and through their Hora, when they allow a person to do it through the Eid Echad, they made it Kikavanas Ish Beisha. Like a Kavan, Rashi says, Kepnuyish in Eskavim Lekotcha, the Baigita. It's like a case where a Pnuya wants to go ahead and get married and they need to get. Uboya get, they need to get. Alpi Eidim, we do it through Eidim, then Kishaloba Kavanas. Kavanas Yishvisha, it's Keilu, they didn't do it through marriage. Right? It says Kebal, Panuya, Shalol Shem Kedushin. It's like they did it without any Kedushin, Veloy Bikita, and therefore you don't have to get any yet. So we can talk and say that first price is working within the world of Rabbi Shimon also, and then we have no Raya over here. What the Chachamim hold? And the Taka, there is a Machlokas there. And don't tell us Rav was sleeping, now it makes sense. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. That is married with Edom, then you are allowed to go back to the original husband. Rav Ashi gives another answer to work out that first brisa with Rav Shimon, to make, now that it's the machlokas, to make Rav not sleeping. Rav Ashi amar le'inyan isura katani. So Rashi, that is Lin Yisuro. Le'olam ki dekosaka daitich meikar. It's like we thought originally. Ki zadon ish ve'eshes ish. It's like a case of zadon, ish with eshes ish. Omir linyan get, when it comes to the idea of get, lo kamari, we're not dealing with that. Da'afagav, the medami lo lezadon ba'yigita. Even though it's considered zadon, still you do need to get a get. V'hachi karma, this is what it means to say. Asu beizim rasan kizadon ish ve'isha. Then what they did is when they did, when the horas based in with one aid, they made it kizadon ish beisha, like a case of zadon on purpose. Umistabra umitzera abayla. Then she's going to be also to be with her husband. I'll be aidem, but if it's done through aidem, then kishigas ish beisha. It's like a case of shogeg ish and isha. That what? Velomitza Baila, she has become usher to her husband. So therefore, the first bride said, worked within the world of Shimon. And there's no riot with the rabbis, with the rabbanim would say. And therefore, again, he wasn't asleep when he made his halacha. It is actually a machlokes. Ravina, beep, turn the page. Tzadi elephant base. Ravina, Amar, no, linyan carbon katani. That's the second bride that was taught. Only in reference to whether you have to bring a carbon chatas in that. And this is what Rav Shimon has come along and he's saying. Also, based on Rasan Kazan Ish Beisha. Based then made with their halo, with their horah, when it comes to Echad, like a Zadon Ish Beisha, like a regular case of a man who goes bezadon.
Like a case of Mezid, when you go and you married someone who you're not allowed to. Velomasi carbon, therefore you don't end up bringing a carbon, because we know the carbon is only brought up if something's like a shoging, not a Mezid. It says Rashi, the Yachich also is based in Potter, Kidial Finan Baharios. Me ba'asosa. There's a redaction from a pasuk that said, "What the yachid that does with the bezin is going to be putter." Interesting. So retract that I said before. But you don't bring a thing over here. Why?
Oh yeah, no. It's like I said, whenever you do something intentionally, this is going to be no chatas. I'll be edim kishigas ish beisha. If you do it through edim, which means nothing to do with the bezda, but just to edim come along and they speak over there, that becomes like a shiga ish beisha. And in such a case, what do we know? Umaisa carbon. In such a case, you would bring a carbon. V'boiseima. Another way to understand this whole gantz zachin is as follows. Hakamaisa rabbanan. We can say that the first brisa really is the rabbanan. Rashi explains hakamaisa the ketani chutz meish ish. It says that is shesh kul rabbanan he velo tisni shenises that shenises tamashma aval be'edim lo tamashma of the edim not elatarts v'shenises umishtamin tarvayu. Let's read it again. V'boy seima ha kamaisa rabbanan he v'tar tachi, and you can explain the brisa saying chutz meishes ish, say that that no erva needs to get a get from a man who she's married to, except when you're dealing with an eshes ish. Meaning, when she got married, when there were two edim there. V'shenisa al pi beis din. But and we're talking, and when by a married woman, right, who did it with the, with, meaning, both of those cases, chutz me eshes ish, v'shenisa al pi beis din, and a case where it's one thing, in both of these cases, the woman needs to get a get from the second husband after the first husband comes back to town. The way that we just understood it right now pretty much comes out clearly that the Chachamim are arguing with Rav Shimon, and they say that the woman does get a kenas over here. So we see that when it comes along Rav and he speaks out that Halacha is like Rav Shimon, now it makes a lot of sense. And once again, he wasn't saying it while dozing off. Now, the original point that we had made is you said, like, yeah, it can't be that the Chacham argument of Shimon. If a woman, her husband goes out of town, and then two Edom come and say, oh, by the way, he died, and then she gets remarried, why should she be able to count? Well, what could she have done? She's stuck. Now, the Gemara asks that, Masav Ula, me, I'm reading my Havah, Allah, the Mavid. Do we say such an idea of what should she have done? She's stuck, and therefore don't hold her accountable. But we learned in the Mishnah, in Gittin, Kasav L'Shem Malchus, She'en O'Genes. We're going to see a whole bunch of challenges that are coming from Maseches Gittin. So now we say, let's say a get was written Kasav L'Shem Malchus, She'en O'Genes. If it's written by Malchus, She'en O'Genes, it's talking about Rome, Rashi says, because they stole the language from other places. But the point is that we know that the Sofer used to write, he used to put it Malchus Yisrael, if he's in a Jewish place, L'Shem Malchus Acheres, Kego and L'Shem Malchus Rome, Rashi says. And we have a Tana over here, Kari L'Shem O'Genes, Mishum De'en Lahem Loksav, L'Shem, like I already pointed out. So the point is, what happens if you write the wrong location on the get. L'shem malchus mada, l'shem malchus yavin, l'binyan abayis, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was built, l'chomer, the time it was destroyed. Let's say he was in the east and he wrote that he was in the west. B'marav, because of Mizrach, or let's say he was in the west and he wrote that he was in the east. The teitzim mizeh, this get is null and void, it's no good, and she can no longer be married to this person that she got the quote-unquote divorce from, nor from the new person that she got married to, because the get was not a good get. V'chol adrachim ha'ela, but, and everything that happened in our Mishnah that she got messed over, she loses this, that, the other, everything we saw in Pei Zayim Beis happens to this woman also. Frak the Gemara, v'amai, lema mai dahava, mai hava lemeved, what could she have done? In which case, what he comes out over here, it must be that we see that even my avalah is not an excuse. And therefore, the chachamim, we say these are the chachamim, and therefore they would say that it's no good, and therefore she is she's up the creek, and even if it would be to aid him and all that jazz, we say the same thing by us also, that they would argue as well. Says Gemara, no, not a good raya over here, because these are two separate cases. In the case where the two aid him come back and they say, like, oh, your husband died, they have no way of actually checking that out. But over here, they did have something to check out, because she could have brought it to a chacham, lefnei chacham, to ask if everything was good. So therefore, maybe only over there the Chacham argue, but in our Mishnah, the Taka wouldn't argue. That was attempt number one. We're going to ask a question again against Rav Sheshis of, well, what could she have done? We see maybe that's not a valid statement. Say Mishnah and get in. Hakonis is Yavimtov. Someone goes and he marries Yavama. V'hol chatzaras of Anisis. And then the Tzara goes and gets married to someone else, right? Because you know the Halacha. Someone who marries the Yibam, does Yibam on somebody, then the co-wife is off the hook. She's done skis. Right, she's out. She's allowed to go marry the shuk. Says Rashi, l'shuk v'hol chatzars to l'shuk. V'nai says shuk sheniftar b'yibam chaver. T'vachak kach nimsei zu island. And we find that the first one's really islandless. V'ein biyasa poter saras and the biyad israel part of the tzara. Kedam reperakam the fiyad beis part islandless shalo shein yoledes. So v'nim says zu islandless. You find that she's not islandless. Then this the tzara now, who now went out to marry somebody else, she has to leave that second husband, and the first one she can't marry either. In fact, the Gemara, v'chol d'rachim ha'elu ha'ele ba, and everything we said in the Mishnah, she loses that also. V'amai, why? Now, neima, my hava lo l'mevu, what could she have done? So we see clearly that's not a good excuse. Says, no, that's not true, there's a good excuse, because yibay lo lamtune, she should have waited before getting remarried to making sure that it was good. In other words, wait to see, look, if she has any kids, if she doesn't, etc. Amar Abai, let's try again. Number three, Ta'ashima. Again, for the Mishnah, get in. Kolarash, Amupotos, Sarasain. What we said, all the Arais, we say they're going to pater the Tzara, that they don't have to go, you don't have to do any Yibam or Chalitza. Again, Ruvain and Shimon are brothers. Ruvain marries Shimon's daughter. And then Ruvain has a Tzara also. And then Ruvain dies, so this is an example of it's an Arai, an Erva, and the Pasa Tzara also. So we said, Kolarash, Amupotos, Sarasain, Holchut Tzara, so Nisha, they go out and they end up getting married to the outside of it. Because they don't need to do mechalitza. V'nim she'ela islandess, we find out that really the one that was an erva was an islandess, and teitzim mizeh mizeh. V'chol dvar me'ela ba, and all this happened to him. V'amai, says Gemara, neim amai da'ava, amai ha'ava l'meiva, what could she have done? She's stuck, there's nothing she could have done in order to go and change that. Again, not a riot, because he boiled a little lamtuna. She should have waited to see if she was considered an islandess or not, and then they wouldn't have had this problem. So we don't say that either. Not a raya that the Rabbanim wouldn't say this. Amar Rav, let's try again. Ta'ashima, kasav sofer get l'ish v'shover l'isha. Let's say he goes to the right to get for the man and a shover for the woman. A shover is a receipt. It gives to the woman. That is that the man hires a man, hires a sofer to write a get, and the woman hires the same sofer to write a shover, which is a receipt, in order she should get a ksuba, because she's not going to give until you give her a receipt, or that there's going to be a receipt ready. So this is what happens. Each do this. Vitav and us and get l'ish of a shover l'ish. This guy makes a mistake, and he ends up giving the get to the woman and the receipt to the man. V'nasnu zeh l'zeh v'zeh l'zeh. So now we got a bit of a balagan, because the sofer gave the receipt to the man and the get to the woman. Now, the man was supposed to hand over the document he had being the get to the woman, but he ended up giving over a receipt. And the woman is supposed to give the receipt, but ended up giving a get. So now each one goes and gives something, but she really didn't get a get in such a, didn't receive a get in this circumstance. So what happens now? Then, ul'achizman are get yotze mitachas ideish, vishover mitachas ideisha. Listen, in the meantime, when they handed each other over the thing, she went and got remarried, even though there's no get going on. And then later on, what ends up happening is, Ulach Hezman, Ulach Hezman, Arei Get, Arei Get, Yotze B'tachas, the get came out from the hands of the man and the receipt from the hands of the woman. Meaning they figured out what happened. She has to go and leave both of them. And she ends up losing out everything, like they said in the Mishnah. V'amai. Name of my Hava Lord Benava. What could she have done? Answers Gemara, what do you mean? She could have bring this get again to go get checked. And brought it to a chacham, saying to herself before the fact she didn't do it, so that's why she got messed up over here. Amar Rava, we're not done with our challenging. Toshima, let me bring you a raya from the case of a mishnah that this idea of my, that what could you have done doesn't mean anything. See, until now we tried to knock it off, but we haven't been successful. It means what could you have done actually does mean something. Now we're going to start to try to find another one though. Amar Rava, she Toshima, Shina Shema Ushma. Let's say the sofer. He made a mistake, and what did he do? He changed the husband's name or the wife's name. Shem Iro v'Shem Ira. The city, or either his city or her city. Where you have to say exactly where they are. So he wrote the wrong place. Tetzim Mizam is they have to leave. V'chol drachem eila, v'chol adrachem eila ba, the same thing with our Mishnah. V'amai, name amai the hava, my. What she have done? He said, Gemara, Ibayalala, Kuri the Gita, again, should have brought to an expert to read and make sure that this is done properly. One more attack on Ravina. This comes from another Mishnah and get in the next Mishnah. Those are all from the same Mishnah that we saw before. Now we have the next one. Ravina, Tashima, Kansa, get Kireach. Rashi explains, what is a get Kireach? A bald get. That means to say, Beget Makusha Kamar, Kidama Babava Basra, Get Pashat, Edov Mitocho. Get Mekusha Edov Me'achor. A regular get, the normal get Pashat, is the Edim are written and signed on the inside of the get. Mekusha, but a tied one, Edov Me'achor, if it's on the opposite side, Kishahaya Koflo Chose Ma'ed Ala Kefel, they would fold it and then the Edim would sign on that. V'chose V'kofle, they would do it again. V'chose Ma'ed Sheni, and the second would sign. Chen Shlish, and the third one. V'imai Yekshayav Merubim Me'edov Hainu Get Kirech Apostle. If there were more ties, more folds, than there were signatures. In other words, if there's even one area that wasn't signed, then it's going to be a get Apostle. The reason they would do such a thing is because we're talking about it was done by a Kohen, because a Kohen who divorces his wife cannot remarry it. It's done. You can't get remarried to a Grusha, even if it's your own wife. Therefore, they wanted to give him time to relax and calm down, so they made a circumstance where they had to go and fold it over and fold it over inside and fold over inside and fold over inside, which gave him more time to relax to be able to change his mind if he wanted to. What happens if it's such a case of when they did this and caught something against Kirech, and she ended up getting married by Get Kirech because one of the folds didn't have a signature? Tetzim is emezeh, you have to leave each one of them. In fact, the Gemara, same question, what do we say? But what could she have done? Answer is, she should have brought it to an expert to check, to make sure, read it out there, to make sure that this was done properly. The fact that she didn't, that's on her now, and then she has to leave both of them. Again, though, we do see that the concept of what should I have done still could exist, just these examples over here weren't good examples of it, because there was something that could have been done. But when it comes to the Edom that come, two Edom come and say that your husband died, there's nothing she could have done. How is she supposed to know? So therefore, she can go back to her original husband. Story time that this actually occurred. Rav Papa Sabar Lameva Uvda B'may Hava Lameva. Do you want it to actually pass like that? Well, what could she have done? And to allow her to remarry her original husband after she married somebody else. It's talking about when husband goes out of town, husband one leaves, and then two Edom come and say your husband's dead. She marries number two. Then they came back, and after husband number one showed up, she should be allowed to remarry the original husband. So he said, okay, let's go with that. I'm a layer of Hunda, Breda, of Shula, of Papa. He says, back to our Papa, wanted to pass in this way. What? Votanya, Kolhani Masniasa. We brought all these kashas from the Mishnayos over here. So how could you go like that? Amar Leis is back to what? V'lav Shaninu. We answered all of them. We answered all. We dealt without all of them. Amar Leis is back to him. V'ashinuye leku v'lismoch. Question mark, wrong trap. V'ashinuye leku v'lismoch. Watch, we should go ahead and we should be somich on all these answers over here and then be mekel. And says the Gemara, upasak. So he agreed with him. He backed down. Rashi says, "V'nimna v'lo avaduvda." He didn't actually pass them like that. He held back from it based off the answer of this conversation. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.